Rev up your engines, motorsport boys and pit stop girls. We're out here with another episode of Internet Phantoms Podcast, but this episode's a dub.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Phantom.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Phantom. Rated R.
Nah, we got motorsport team in the house. FaceTime, who do we have? Because I am completely unaware.
We got Hellboy, Dana, Casco, Crazy, Evan, Tommy Oslo, and Walkboy. Vroom vroom, motherfuckers. Y'all know how like the Insane Clown Posse has whoop whoop. Y'all gotta have vroom vroom.
Actually, our new thing is smoking Zaza Smell Like Ass, Greg.
I was going to start it off with that. I was going to ask if you guys condone smoking Zaza that smells like ass crack.
You don't even sound good. What?
I have to ask Walking Dana.
You're going to have to talk to Turbo about that one.
Yeah, we already tried, but that episode was a dub too.
Hey, he didn't do it.
Turbo face?
Nah. It was all my fault from being just a shitty ass like arranger and trying to set up dates and shit. Cause every time like he was trying to do it, like I was in the middle of some other shit and it was just like, it was like Wok said, it's a dub.
Yeah, bro. He was off the Zaza bed.
FaceTat, you want to talk about that serial killer off rip? What's up? You grew up with a serial killer. You were molested by a serial killer, you said.
No, I did not say that. No. No.
What happened in Rochester when you were younger?
Dude, this shit happened way before I was born. You're tripping. But anyways, yo, the spot that I've been recording at, I guess like a serial killer that killed 11 women was living in that bitch. So I'm like definitely feeling the serial killer energies. And I wonder like, yeah, shit crazy. Y'all got to check out this documentary. This shit on Netflix is called it's Interview with a Serial Killer. They put the studio on full blast like this. It just shows off the whole address. I shouldn't even. Oh, man. I just thought about that.
Yo, I didn't know y'all were only 30 miles away from Canada.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not that far.
That's wild. So you're a Canuck, essentially.
Technically, yeah.
Damn, and a Juggalo. That's wild. Nah, but for real, really quick, my favorite part about that interview, man, he's talking about, he goes, we're not going into details. We're not going to get into details. And then the interviewer goes, so your mom gave you oral till you were 14. And he's like, yep. And I was like, yo.
That shit fucked me up. And then they tried to say that like she put a broomstick up his ass and that shit fucked me up.
I didn't hear that part. Yo, I think you started Googling your own shit.
No, it says it in there. But anyways, let's get back to the motorsport. Because that's too much information.
Too much. We scratched the surface. I got notes.
You took notes to that shit?
Yeah, his mom fucked him when he was 14. Yeah, that's about it for this segment. Let's do the motorsport thing.
Yeah, we got to cut that. But wait, one more. On this note, I guess we should start off just by like everybody just introducing themselves and telling us where you're from and how you joined motorsport.
Yeah, we want to know where you got your name from too.
Cass, you want to start?
Sure. Joined motorsport last year, like in August or September. And
I was later than that.
No, it was in September, definitely, I think. But anyway, I joined because Tommy put in a good word for me because my laptop was fucked up. Yeah, my battery caught on fire. So, like, not my battery, my charger. So, yeah.
It burned your house down?
Nah, I fucking handled the situation. But,
I mean, you always got that, though. You can just be like, yeah, like, I was just making beats and, yo, my computer straight caught fire. I mean, nah, you can literally, cool, you got that.
I was playing Fortnite, so it was.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, man.
Deserved it.
Man, never, just lie about the fucking story. Just fucking lie about it, man.
Deserved it.
Who's next? Walk, you go next. I want to know about you.
What?
What am I supposed to be saying? Explaining how I joined motorsport?
Goddamn, no, you're right. This is a dub.
Shit, I joined.
Forget it. Who's next? Tommy?
No, let Walk go. No, let Walk go. Walk's going before me.
Shit, I joined in like, I think it was in like June or July or something. I think Turbo just tweeted out. It was when he was like first starting it. And I just liked the tweet. He DM'd me and asked me if I wanted to join. Yeah, crazy story.
You're supposed to explain how you got your name now.
how I got my name.
I don't care about your name, Walk. No, I'm fucking with you. No, I'm fucking with you. I'm joking. Nah.
I don't even know. I don't have a story.
No, Walk was sick.
Story to it.
All right, who we go next? Because we got, what, four or five? We got five of y'all in here?
Like, I'm Hellboy Dana. I joined, like, I was the first producer in Motorsport, but, like, I already knew Turbo in person, so it was, like, I mean, we was, like, doing sessions and shit, so bro was like, shit, you might as well join Motorsport. I wasn't doing shit else, so I was like, fuck it. I'll hop in that bitch. I mean, it was, like, nobody in that bitch at first. It was just me, Turbo, this dude named Craig.
Y'all just had a man named Craig?
Yeah. That was, like, the first version of Motorsport, but then shit just changed. So had to, you know, relapse, I guess, ask some new people, make this shit go up. And that's what happened. And, like, I got my name. I was just, like, fucking around. I used to go by Young Dana, but I, like, listened to Lil Peep, and he had some shit called, like, Hellboy. So I just added Hellboy in front of Young Dana. Like, I just took the young part out, put Hellboy Dana.
You seen the movie Hellboy since then?
Bro, that shit is trash. Like,
thank God. I thought you were about to be like, yo, I love that film. Yo, that shit's gas. Oh, man. Thank God.
Bro, that shit is garbage, bro. Like, I kind of felt sad naming myself after that.
That's definitely what I thought it was.
Did you like them face tat, the old ones?
Not really. No, I just thought it was corny as fuck.
Who's next? Tommy? All right, I'm Tommy. I'm from Nashville. I think I joined last June or July. Turbo just tweeted he was looking for new people. I DM'd him, and I don't know why. I was trash a year ago. I can't believe he even let me in the first place, but he did.
It's because you made everyone else look better, yo.
Yeah, yo. It's probably a fact, though. It's probably because I was doing stuff with, like, Genius, and I was writing hella, like, articles, and Turbo was probably like, all right, yeah, he'll, like, write some stuff for us, but I didn't do any of that. I don't know. I was trash. I make a beat a year ago. I don't even know why he let me in, but I'm still here somehow. I got my name. So I was watching this anime, and there was this terrorist guy who was named, like, Heath Oslo or something.
You're named after a terrorist?
Yeah, just I didn't like
it. Okay, I just wanted to
There's this terrorist. His name was, like, Heath Oslo, and I was like, Heath, I don't like the way that sounds. So I just changed it, and I kept the Oslo part at the end. And that's all my name is.
What anime was it?
It was in Grisaia.
That was your actual government name.
No, I get asked that so much, though.
Wait, it's Tommy, right? That's your real name, I'm assuming?
No, it's not. Heath Oslo is the name of the terrorist in the anime. And I didn't like Heath. I thought that was kind of too white.
Tommy's your middle name.
Yeah.
Wait, Heath's got a white.
Tommy's name isn't Tommy?
No, bro. I have the most basic, like, white name ever. I was like, if I went by my real name, bro.
No, but your middle name is Tommy, bro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's all you have to say. All
right, I was not going to hold you. I thought Tommy Oslo was your real name. That would be sick. I wish it was my real name. But
it does sound cool, though. I'm not going to cap.
I know. I wish it was my real name. People ask me that all the time. All, like, the European dudes, too. All the European dudes always ask me, like, oh, shit, are you from, like, Norway or whatever? I'm like, no, man, I'm from, like, Tennessee.
My name's Evan. I'm from Virginia. And I got my name. It's literally my real name's Evan. I just took the A out. I'm thinking about changing my name to my real name, though. I don't know. I always thought producer names were kind of corny. I just never liked them. I just think, I don't know. I've never liked having, like, a producer name. I'm not going to hold you. I don't know. I've been thinking about it lately, and I want to change it to my real name, like, my full real name. And then I joined Motorsport probably around this time last year, and all I did, there was a kid in the collective named He, like, left short.
We don't want to talk about that guy.
Why'd he leave? Who's
recently quit producing, so it doesn't matter.
But... Yeah. Nah, he's an EDM guy now.
Nah, he quit that, too.
Unsuccessful all around.
He's done making music, and I think he does chess now. No cap.
That sounds fucking whack.
Jesus Christ. he was my friend for, like, a minute, like, before I knew about Motorsport, but he was in it. And then he told me I should, like, send stuff in. And then I was garbage. I don't even know how I got in either. And then I sent in stuff, and he was like, I'll put in a word for you. And then I get in, and he was like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I didn't know you sent stuff in, so I didn't put in a word. So I actually got in like 100% on my own, which I have no idea.
Got in off the strength, bro.
So that's how I got in, off of fake. I'll put in a word for you.
Like, we had so many submissions. We had like 2 pages of submissions, and Kaz didn't even send anything in. He still got in.
How many people did y'all get when tweets like that get sent out?
I think people, like, the amount of people we let in, I think, was like 3 or 4. But we got, like, it was at least 2 pages of submissions, because I remember the email kept, like, crashing.
The submissions go up and up every time.
The last time we did it, it was, like, a lot. It was probably, like...
The last time it was too many.
Yeah, it was OD. Like, a lot of people that you probably heard of, too.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So is that how you found Landis and shit?
No, we asked him. Yeah, like half the people we got, like a bunch of people in cast joined, they're still in. Like, we did a bunch of submissions and we found a bunch of people. And then after that, it's just like cast putting in the chat, like, yo, we should add like this guy. And then sometimes we're like, yeah, sometimes we're like, no.
The only person that's in right now that submitted recently is VVS Pipes.
Yeah, Pipes.
But I think that's it. And our graphic designer, Storm.
This one, not even really a question, but I thought Tommy Oso, I thought you produced that Wheelin' and Cold Heart song for about maybe 4 or 5 months now.
A whole half a year.
And like, I was listening to it now. No. Yeah, for a whole half a year, I thought you produced that. And then today I just realized you just re-uploaded it.
Yeah, so that SoundCloud, the one that I use now, I used to just archive hella stuff. And then like when I kind of started getting more into like making beats for people, I realized I didn't really have a SoundCloud like to upload shit. I don't know, but I didn't want to delete the songs, because some of them have like 70k or whatever. And like Wyland like told me, like, bro, yeah, you can upload that one, I don't really care. It has like 70k, so I didn't really want to like delete it. So there's a bunch of songs on there. I don't even think there's a single song on there that's actually mine. It's just like 20 songs that I re-uploaded from the past couple years. Because I used to just re-upload stuff like as like an archive, but I couldn't like delete them. I don't know. So I don't have any on there that are actually mine. They're just like a bunch of like songs that I like that got deleted over the years that I still have. I probably should delete most of them, but whatever.
It's the SoundCloud you use right now?
Yeah. I didn't make a new one.
I mean, it's clearly working, because FaceTat thought you produced that song. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to keep them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep them up.
What are you going to college for?
I'm just going to college. Bro. I don't know what for yet, bro.
I'm just going to go.
I'm just going. I don't know.
He's just going to show up.
I'm just hoping I can actually get there. I'm hoping I'm not there for a week and then they'd be like, all right, you got to go. You got to go back home.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Denver.
Oh, shit.
Out in Colorado, yeah. So, yeah, if they send us home a weekend, I'm going to have to fly my ass all the way back home to Nashville. That's going to suck, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Wait, you going this year? During this?
Yeah, dude. I don't leave until, like, I leave literally a month from today.
I can't believe they still have your classes going on. Mine are all online.
Like, half of mine are online. I think I have one that's, like, both, and then I have one in person. I don't know how it's going to go, man. It's going to be weird.
Speaking of weird, now, y'all all know Shawn Michael, yeah?
Yeah.
Heartbreak kid. Yeah. Y'all hear about his old tag team partner, Marty Jannetty, of the Rockers, formerly?
Some old dude was working with in like the 80s or some shit.
I think it was 80s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
80s. Yeah, roughly the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so like obviously older people love Facebook. That's where they be posting everything. He admitted to murder on his Facebook like 3 days ago.
Oh shit.
wait, Shawn Michaels or the
No. I just knew if I said his name, no one would know who I was talking about. Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels' tag team partner.
I know exactly who the fuck you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, so he came out. FaceTime, did you see this prior?
Well, we sent it to each other at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that shit was dope. Yeah, so let me see. He claims he was 13 in a bowling alley when some dude tried to like fuck with him. So the police have been investigating. And he came out with another quote when he was interviewed. I wasn't trying to kill the man while I was beating him in the head with a brick. Can you imagine dragging a guy you just killed into a lake and then hearing he went missing on the news? It messed me up bad.
I say it was probably like easy to get like away with murder back then, though.
Oh, I mean, clearly, yeah. Damn. If you can kill a man at 13, you were probably already going to kill a man eventually.
I mean, bro probably had to, like, I guess defend himself or some shit.
Then he said, like, the first time I made a man disappear.
Oh, shit. That's what he,
yeah. My dude definitely has bodies under his belt.
Dude, and if we already bodies. Know for a
fact. Yo, yo, yo!
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
What up, Logan? You just came in time. This is our third host. Oh, shit. Yeah, Logan, we were just talking about Marty Jannetty murdering a man and admitting it on Facebook.
Not sure who that is, but that sounds like a dope-ass mug, if you ask me.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't know if any of y'all knew about that. Marty Jannetty, murderer, ruined human.
He's hard.
Admitted it on Facebook, though.
On Facebook.
Facebook wild.
To
Facebook
a murder.
Wild.
I'm about to make a Facebook just for shit like this.
Wait, can you still go to jail for that?
Actually, let's find out. Logan.
What?
If a man tried to rape a child and then the child killed him and confessed 30 years later.
I think the statute of limitations, I don't think you can do anything.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Don't go to bowling alleys because Marty Jannetty was almost touched as a kid. Don't go to bowling alleys. If you see a grown man in a bowling alley alone, do not go next to him. I feel like that's just like...
I don't know. That kind of just ruined bowling alleys for me, not gonna lie.
When did they have a good spot in your heart prior to this?
Yo, what? when everybody left me alone for my birthday and I went bowling by myself and got drunk in a bowling alley because my ex was in the Dominican Republic. I swear to God.
L. That's an L.
Man, face that turns the fuck up alone.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make that not happening.
Did some other chick cocksuck you or...
Nah, I ain't getting no type of nothing. I just bowled alone.
Oh, man.
I even entered the 50-50 raffles they had going on and shit. I didn't win that.
Dude went all out. Dude went all out.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
When was this?
Shit, last October.
Oh,
Jesus, I thought you were like 14 when this happened.
Oh, nah.
This was last year.
Jesus.
Yeah, I went down bad. Well, I got a question for Wok right here. This is like life or death.
Wait, yeah, is it a question about loops?
Well, we could get to that, but I was going to tell him, like, yo, there's two songs that you produced, right? You got Unit, right? The Belize track.
Only two.
Hold up. Then you got Gossip Girl, right? Those two are both floating in the ocean, right? And you got to save one. Which one are you saving?
I can't pick an answer from that.
Nah, you have to.
Yeah, life or death.
Right now.
I don't know, man.
I would have to take Gossip Girl, bro. No cap.
Thank you, Cass, for answering Wok's question.
Wok, I like both looks. Of them equally.
That's fine. And then I guess since I was saving this question for Turbo, but I might as well since South Carolina, the roots run deep. Okay, so boom. There was this woman from my city, not even a woman, she was a teenager, went missing in Myrtle Beach, the Brittany Drexler case. Was that like something that was like really popping, like that was like all on the headlines of the news, like trying to find this girl? Oh, no, this was like way before social media. This was like when we was kids. Bro, it was like, it had to have been, I think it was like 2008, 2009.
You said before social media in 2009.
Yeah, but like, okay, I had a MySpace for like 4 months.
And then Facebook popped off right after.
Yeah, but that shit wasn't going crazy.
My yearbook. I mean, I don't want to shout out my yearbook, but like, you know, there was that too. AIM, man, social media was booming in 2009.
I mean, I could see that, but like I was a kid, so I wouldn't fucking know, bro. I ain't have no Facebook or nothing. I was just out there playing football and shit.
Oh shit, what position you played?
I played safety.
Where do you got a highlight tape somewhere?
Man, I got some shit on Huddle. That was like
yes,
my high
sir.
Oh man! All right. Next episode of the podcast, we're gonna review his highlight tape, and I'm gonna rank him of like what
we're gonna review a high school football tape for
yes.
content.
Yes.
Okay.
We're a sports podcast now.
Fuck. Speaking of sports, nice segue. Y'all hear about the man who got a penis growing on his arm?
Yeah, I saw that actually.
Bro, I read that whole article, and I was like, bro. There's no way this thing is some onion shit, but it's not.
So, dude had an infection in his gooch or some shit like that, and it turned black, and, yo, his penis straight just fell off. And in an interview, he's like, yeah, I just picked it up and threw it in the trash.
Pain. That's pain, bro.
Dude had no penis for 2 years. Found a doctor, and this dude is called, like, the penis master or the penis specialist. It's like it's a doctor who specializes in this shit.
I'm gonna give that a yikes.
So, dude, so they took a vein from another part of his body, I guess attached it to a vein inside of his arm, and then they wrapped skin around it, and it's been growing for 4 years. Just on his forearm, like, very out in the open. There's one summer a year in England, and that thing is just flopping. Yeah. So that thing's been growing on his arm, and then it's going to get surgically reattached to him.
He's got to stay 100 yards away from schools.
That would be the smart decision, right?
He ain't been allowed to pick up his kid in years. He missed his entire middle school experience.
He's got to wear long sleeves all the time.
But even that, like, yo, imagine you going to, like, a bar or, like, a restaurant or somebody, and somebody's like, yo, what's that big-ass bulge in your wrist?
Oh, it's my dick.
Like, how do you explain that to somebody?
Oh, the worst part, when it gets surgically reattached, there's a pump inside of it.
So, like, it's going to be a Reebok pump.
So he can have sex. It's a shoe now. Science is crazy. 2020. This man has a penis on his arm.
That's fire.
That's content. That man in 2 months is going to have a podcast of his own and a YouTube channel. Waves his hand, gets demonetized. Big Cat, save me here. I'm talking about dick.
Yeah, I got to save you. Let's jump back to Tommy. Tommy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You live. Okay, so how did you get involved with Underground Underdogs?
So I was like an English nerd all high school. I was just really good at writing. So, and I never thought about, like, writing about, like, you're doing, like, interviews or articles or any of that, like, music related. But I remember, I think one of my friends, I don't even remember who, but somebody was writing for UU. And one day I was like, fuck it, I'm going to apply. Why not? It seems like a cool idea. I didn't actually get in the first time. And then they did another, like, interviews or, like, you just, like, you know, send, like, a mock article or whatever, and if it's cool, they'll, like, let you in. I got in the second time. I wrote this, like, massive, like, breakdown of, like, mixed matches, like, second EP, like, Trinity B or whatever. We used to have to, like, publish an article, like, once a month or whatever. Now, we don't have to do that anymore. I'm supposed to write another one whenever Jinsing and his brother drop their, like, EP for their indie band. But until then, I'm not really writing another one. I haven't written anything in a while, but I definitely should get back into that.
Cereal is just soup.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait. Whoa. Cereal is soup. Whoa. Wait.
Rewind this bitch real quick to last week when we did the fucking the
warm
cereal in the microwave.
Kinda good.
The cereal in the microwave.
It's all right.
Bro, I've never had warm cereal.
Me neither.
Don't try it. It's not, like, worth it.
You're different.
No. I don't eat it. Nah, I seen people gassing it up on Twitter. So I was like, is this a real thing?
No, bro. That's us. I can't.
But that's just oatmeal.
Nah, bro. You're supposed to have cold cereal, like the milk and the cereal is just regular, but you put, like, hot ice cream in it or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe the milk is, like, warm and then you put cold ice cream in it.
Nothing's worse than warm milk.
Or milk, like, hot chocolate bangs.
Nah, but, like, that's hot. That's hot. Warm milk, like, nothing makes me more angry than when somebody will leave the milk
like
out
some
on the counter.
Shit. Like, yeah. it's been on the counter for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, that shit gets me unhinged real fast.
How often are you around room temperature milk?
I got little sisters, so they leave it, like, they'll leave it on the counter, and I get super upset.
Well, wait, hold on. I didn't get to get this one off when we were talking about the soups being the inverted salads. But, like,
yeah, get one off.
Y'all ever hold up? Y'all ever been to a restaurant and then they hit you real quick?
And they hand you an old cereal.
No. They hit you with the super salad. Y'all ever thought that it was like they were saying, "Do you want a super salad?"
Isn't that from like the Amanda Show?
No, I'm being dead ass serious. I was at a restaurant one time and I thought they asked me if I wanted the super salad, and I was like, "No, I don't want salad at all."
I think that's a Seinfeld fucking joke. I've definitely heard super salad from something before.
Yeah, when you go to a restaurant, they ask.
No,
you,
I know that. I came from like a. I've heard a joke be made out of it, I think from a TV show or some shit.
No, well then I'm fucking lame.
So, do y'all think oatmeal is? Do you think cereal is a form of oatmeal?
No.
Oatmeal is just warm cereal.
I was gonna say though, in restaurants, they're probably gonna take out like the whole like waitress thing and waiter thing. Because I think more people want to go to like sit down restaurants if you don't have to like talk to somebody.
I kind of have fun talking to them. Like, if I'm already drunk, it's mad interesting. I can goof around. I can promote the podcast to someone new.
No, they're just going to have, like, tablets in the middle of the table soon, I think.
Oh, like, they got Applebee's and shit already. Like, yeah, they got the games and shit on? Oh, yeah, that's definitely probably going to be the move. And then have, like, little robots come out and serve you. Like, you
that's fucking whack. I would beat the shit out of one of those robots. I hate those things. Like, in, like, Walmarts and shit, where they be cleaning around with the big bug eyes.
I had robots in my college that delivered food.
That is so weird, yo. Did y'all ever put, like, sticky notes on it?
No, kids will flip the robots. And, like, the
stairs. I was being mad tame. I'm like, oh, y'all, like, put little notes on them. Like, nah, they flip that shit.
They used to, like, flip them downstairs. And, like, or they'd flip them on their sides because, like, they're basically, like, boxes and the tops would open. They had, like, it was a cooler with wheels, basically. They'd flip them on their sides so they couldn't get back over, and then somebody would have to, an alarm would go off, and then somebody would have to come flip it back over. I've seen a couple of kids ride them too. They were pretty big.
I went to school with this one kid who took one of those and drove it around the whole, like, first level of the school for like 20 minutes before anybody noticed that he was on the shit.
I never thought I would feel bad. Like, I feel bad for a robot. Like, I feel sympathy for this robot.
You're just trying to do your job, and then there's assholes out here trying to flip you over.
FaceTat, you got anything else? I am souped out.
All right, well, boom. Let me hit you. Watch. So why is everybody getting all uptight and making me ask you about loops? What's your problem with loops?
Yeah, why can't you make loops?
No, Wok is an old head, so he hates using loops. He every time we talk about loops, he gets pissed off. No, I'm kidding. Wok makes hella loops. Wok put some loops in the chat the other day.
That's a new conversation on Twitter every week, everybody starts crying about it.
I'm assuming it's because people get mad that you can make like a beat in fucking 8-10 minutes, and they're over here like with a grand piano fucking trying to make this like J. Cole type beat in fucking 3 weeks.
Yo, didn't Cass, didn't you like go tweak on somebody on like some old folk on Twitter about
Av McCree, baby? Av McCree.
Av McCree.
What happened?
I got into an argument with Av McCree. Basically, he's only known for making like sound banks for this VST called Electra. That's the only reason why people know him.
Known for being a 40-year-old man, grouchy on Twitter.
Right, he's just a fucking old head on Twitter, bro.
He has no type of placements either, which I find crazy.
Yo, that was the funniest shit ever that Cassie's like, but where are your placements at though?
Facts, like, where is he? He's claiming he lives off of music. I know he's got like an undercover job at Burger King. There's no way he's paying these bills if everybody's just torrenting his sound banks.
Bro, when Cass started insulting him, and Adam McCree was like, bro, I attract women. And Cass is like, nah, bro, no, you bald ass. Cass is like, no,
bro. It was funny because like I looked him up on Genius, and that's where you could really see like what songs people produce. And like nothing came up, and then he was like, "I was producing songs back when they were on physical copies."
Wouldn't they still show up on Genius?
It's like, bro, they got Tupac's whole discography on Genius anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, I could honestly though, like, I could see how it could be frustrating if you're like 30 or 40 and you worked mad hard to like try to be a producer, and there's like 14-year-old kids getting like insane placements.
I don't even feel bad about it though, because he's not bending to what you gotta bend to. Like, he's still working on strictly a drum machine. Like, dude, you gotta change. Like, times have changed, pal.
All right, FaceTat, before I start talking about Juggalos again, you wanna bring us out?
Yeah, no, I got like two more questions for everybody, I think.
Yeah, definitely, sure, hopefully. Dude. Yeah, because our intern's the one who edits this. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
no, okay, fine. I'll wrap this one up quick.
No, go.
And Dana, for you, one last question was, what was your favorite song that you produced on the Mufasa project for Turbo?
Jeez. That's a good question. Fuck. I feel like you said the one that I produced.
Yeah, I mean, that goes for everybody here. If like anybody who got a little something on there, their favorite song, that'd be cool.
I feel like Zaza is my favorite. Zaza or Big Stepper.
Bruh, on the Big Stepper beat, I did not do shit on that. I did like one hi-hat roll.
I don't remember what I did on any of the beats.
Bruh, the Big Stepper beat, you made the melon and like did everything else. But like, we were about to go to the store. This was when we were on the ATL trip, like the most recent one.
Oh yeah,
fair. And we were about to like leave Lifted's house, and I just did like one hi-hat roll and just left. So, you know, got my credit.
I don't even know how I got a placement on there. I didn't recognize any of it. But I know you guys put in work on my loops in Atlanta, so I assume that's where it came from.
I think we did that shit in the studio lobby.
Bruh, didn't we? Didn't somebody, like, find, like, the engineer we had? Like, we found him on, like, a sponsored, like, post on Instagram. And bro was a rapper, like, on his spare time. Shout out to Twan to God, for real.
No cap, shout out.
Shout out Twan, but like, not your rap career though. No, we
shout out your engineer career.
You got anything else, FaceTap, before we take this back to the Dark Carnival?
Before the Dark Carnival, I also want to point out, other than me noticing Tommy didn't produce that Wieland Cold Heart track, I just noticed that you got credits on Play Poker. Dana, my bad. I wasn't talking to us.
Yeah, me and FBK made that when we linked up, I think at Turbo.
Wait, you made that beat, Dana?
Yeah, it was me, Slayer.
Oh, you're going up. I didn't even know that.
Oh, that shit hit a million. Damn. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro got a mil, so calm.
I mean, oh. Like, bro, I don't really be on no fucking, bro, I got a milli. Like, I'm trying to down.
Bro, you didn't even tweet about it or nothing, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, bro.
Dude just calmly accepted his mill and said, all right, what's next? That's what's up.
Bruh, the thing is, though, like, a mill is so common nowadays. Like, your song could, like, not even be big and have, like, the craziest numbers.
So, FaceTat, you heard it at first. When FaceTat, if you hit a mill, I'm not even going to congratulate you. You heard it at first. It's not a mill, big deal. It don't matter.
A mill is still, like, a good, like, accomplishment.
Bruh, like, that should do better. I can't cap, but, like, it was just like, man, I don't know, bro. I'm just trying
to... Yeah, that's that Kaz mentality. It wasn't a big deal, right, Dana?
Bro, the mentality you gotta have is you just gotta keep working, bro.
Thanks,
no matter how big the numbers are.
There's always higher numbers.
But when you get the plaque, you gotta take the most out-of-pocket photo with, though.
Yes.
When we get a plaque on, like, a Motorsport-produced song, we're gonna take a group photo in front of it, no cap. But, just a little plug, we might have merch dropping this fall.
Yes, sir.
So anybody listening to this, if you want to cop a t-shirt, it all goes towards a good cause.
Hey, now let's plug the whole Motorsport website. Everybody go buy sound kits.
Hey, Damon Vitucci just dropped his drum kit on motorsportteam.com.
Motorsport drum kit is dropping later this month, later August.
Shit, we here with Hellboy, Dana, Casco, Crazy, Evan, Tommy Oso, Walkboy, Henny Milk, FaceTat, Internet Phantoms Podcast, going crazy with motorsport, vroom vroom, everybody hit your socials, get it out there, shout your shit out.
Yeah, rev your engines.
Yeah, rev your engines. Start your engines, that's how we gotta hit it.
Oh yeah, y'all go follow me at Hellboy, Dana.
Yeah.
Nice!
I didn't want to do that shit to be real, but like...
Yeah!
Shout out to Dana.
All right, now can y'all four beat that vroom though?
I cannot, but follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tommy Oslo, and then follow all the motorsport boys.
Yeah, just follow the motorsport page at motorsportteam.com on Twitter at one motorsport team, and then you can see where all of our accounts are.
Yeah, just follow the motorsport page. Don't even follow me. Just follow motorsport.
Don't worry, we ain't gonna walk.
It's a dub walk.
It's a dub. Guys, thank you again for hopping on and joining us to talk about a wrestler murdering someone and
bowling alley.
A bunch of bullshit that no one really cares about, but for some reason they listen to it. Thank you guys again. We out here, Internet Phantoms Podcast, Motorsport Team. Rev up those fucking engines!
I gotta run up a bang. I made the little nigga man. I showed these boys how to swag. I showed them how to get the bag. I gotta go 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 get the bag. Skinnies on me, do not sag. 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 I gotta go get the bag. I make these little nigga mad. I showed them boys how to swag. I showed them how to get the bag. I just be getting a bag, making that little bit mad. Walk around out with the swag, walk around out with the bag. Flex on that bitch, make her sad. Flex on that bitch, make her mad. One on one on me, that swag. One on one on me, that swag. I do not race with these niggas, they drag. I do not race with these niggas, they laugh. I do not race with these niggas, they last. They mad, they mad, they mad. The cash, it's man, I'm big though. Big though, big though. It's for my mental. It's for my mental. Aim at your tempo. Aim at your tempo. Lead that boy holy like temple. Got a bad bitch, she like 5'4". But my chopper, it's like 6'4". We blasting off like a rocket. We blasting off like a missile. I know they mad and they pissed, bro. Look at the flick of the wrist, so. What's poppin' 5? That's my nickel. I pop that boy like a pimple. My heart is cold, we still lit, ho. My heart is cold, we still lit, ho. All of it drank in my system. All of it gas in my system. He talking shit, I don't listen. Beat the boy, us on he listed. You sneak this me, but I missed it. You sneak this me, but I missed it. Fuck all that small, I got big shit. Fuck all that small, I got big shit. Smoking gas out of my front, though. Mad cause my little bitch won't listen. I gotta run up a bag. I made these little nigga mad. I showed these boys how to swag. I showed them how to get the bag. I gotta go 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 get the bag. Skinnies on me, do not sag. 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 I gotta go get the bag. I make these little nigga mad. I showed them boys how to swag. I showed them how to get the bag.